On a recent day, Dutch businesswoman Minka van Vingerden looked on as one of her 32 cows stops at an automated milking station on an unusual farm. The milking station is set up on a raised structure above a waterway in the port of Rotterdam. Van Vingerden is one of the developers of what is known as the floating farm. They are testing whether dairy farming is possible in the center of one of the world's most industrial areas. Rotterdam is far from the green fields of traditional Dutch farms. Van Vingerden told the Associated Press the idea for the floating farm dates back to 2012. At that time, she said, her partner, Peter, was involved in a project in New York City. A powerful storm known as Hurricane Sandy hit the New York area, causing severe flooding. After 2 days, there was no fresh food to be found in stores, she recalled. So then we realized, why not produce fresh food, healthy food on the water close to the city? And that's where the idea came up, she added. The cows on the floating farm can rest on the upper level of the structure or go to a feeding station for a mix of hay and grass. Milk and waste treatment centers are on the platform's lower level. That area also has a store and an entrance for visitors. A nearby grassy area gives the animals a chance to be on dry land. The top of the structure is used to collect rainwater. Power for the farm comes from panels floating nearby. The panels create electricity from sunlight. Van Vingerden noted, "The amount of arable land is decreasing and the world population is growing, so how can we produce enough healthy food in the future? 70% of the world is water, so why not use the water to produce fresh, healthy food near to the consumers?" The floating farm has the latest in dairy technology. It has an automated feeding system, robots that remove the cow's waste, and self-serve cleaning areas. There is even a software application program to follow cows. Farmer Albert Borson uses the app to watch his animals. The farm already has a device to separate dry cow waste material from liquid waste. The dry part is used as bedding for the cows, and the liquid is turned into a fertilizer. Workers on the floating platform sell some bottles of milk to visitors. The rest is purified and turned into milk or yogurt. It is sold to people who live nearby. I'm Jonathan Evans.